listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, AfterBuzzers. This is your Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion part two. And I'm your host, Cameron Marston, with my co-host, DJ Jesse Janity.
What up?
So
we got ditched out on the second reunion now.
Everybody else was sick of it too. You know, stomach wrenching, just watching real life unfold when we can watch that at home by ourselves. But I guess we'll jump right into it. And as it goes, so we come in and Andy screened some questions from online persons per se, and they talk about the housewives asking about sex lives, and they get a little personal with Caroline, and she holds true to form and she keeps everything private. And then it pans to Melissa and Joe Gorga, and Andy asks her roughly how often they have sex in a day. She said one time. To keep him happy. If he'd be happier with two times a day, but at least once. But it was interesting to see how Caroline, she got a little red-faced and didn't really want to talk about it. But Teresa alluded to the fact that Caroline is actually really sexual.
I just can't really see that happening. Unless it's like with her daughter. Remember when her daughter was in the kitchen, she was like, "We're having a really romantic evening." He was like, "Roll that batter."
Well, it was interesting because they talked about, so Caroline and her husband, they own the brownstone. And above the brownstone, because they were talking about some of their financial thing that had arisen during the year. And it was in regards to an apartment or a not-so-apartment above the brownstone. And she explained that that's where her husband, Albert, would spend nights if he was there too late or so often. And she would actually go and visit him and they would watch, quote-unquote, TV. And they, the other women kind of just chuckled and, you know, alluded to the whole sexual activity. But, you know, I give it up. At that age, you know, after how many kids? They have three kids.
So, maybe they are sexual freaks, and that's why whenever you see him on TV, he's like, "I'm over this. Let's just go home and screw."
But I mean, nothing really new that was divulged. Of course, you know, everybody's kind of hinging, waiting for the information about the feud between Dina and Caroline, and of course Jacqueline's on the show, and they allude to the fact that, you know, she probably was, or Caroline makes the comment that she probably wasn't mentally stable to actually endure the show. There was just so much hurt and betrayal. And
do you believe, I mean, to me that's a, like, girl, please.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because I guess Andy has that much control over their show and what's going on. He's executive producer. Mm-hmm. Or so. I don't know if she was scolded, she was slapped in the wrist. I don't know. I do have to say, if you didn't watch all of it, Teresa just made herself look dumber than last week.
Yeah, I mean, I love me some Teresa for this show, but it was like... Mm. But I do think that there's a sense of ganging up. It's like... They all sat there and made comments when they talked about Teresa's husband, Joe. Mm-hmm. They were all like, "No, I don't take offense to anything he says because I feel like he's, you know, a little slower." Like,
Yeah, when it came out, I think it was Caroline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did kind of feel bad, like, wow, you're ripping him, but not intending to rip him, because the whole undecated.
Yes, exactly. And so I'm like, if you have that mentality, why don't you have that mentality towards Teresa? And right. So then I do wonder to myself, because there are different types of jealousy, so I wonder if they are really jealous of Teresa in the sense of, like, you look stupid on TV, but you're getting... But people like you. She was voted the number one housewife on this show. You know, so... Even though it's not jealousy because you're a better person than me in that sense, I do kind of feel like that is there within them. And even in Caroline, because... Seeing Caroline this episode kind of made me change my ways about her. I'm not going to lie, I was kind of disappointed with her. I just thought she would have taken a higher road.
I have to agree. I agree on the fact that I think she bit the hook, and when she bit the hook, like, you know, it was like a shark in a water where blood was let out. So,
I think we have our dear friend. Is that Courtney Stewart on the phone?
Yes, it is.
How are you feeling?
She couldn't even help it. She was like, I got to call
in. I can't because I'm laying on the floor and my computer's playing. And I was totally agreeing with you, Jesse, because I'm so disgusted and disappointed in Caroline this episode.
Really? Like, I don't know. Like, when you were watching, what were you thinking?
It was painful to watch because, first of all, I want to see like the last three seasons again, because has Teresa just forgotten how to speak English altogether? Because it's bad. Her speaking ability seems to have completely disappeared. And she wasn't even catching it when he was trying to correct her. So that's one. She definitely looked ridiculous, but they were all ganging up on her. Like, she is like the devil and all this. Like, look at you. And she wasn't saying anything that was like out of the box crazy, and it's like, if Joe is retarded and you, or excuse the expression, if Joe is special and you know Teresa's special, because even Caroline commented on Teresa being special during the season, why is it that you take everybody else with a grain of salt, but suddenly Teresa is this like calculated killer in you guys' world? It's ridiculous.
So here's my devil's advocate play on that real quick. With Teresa in the situation, short bus or not, Kathy kind of nailed it on the head for me, because, you know, this is kind of how I treat my friends, because I actually see myself more in the vein of characters. I'm more along the lines of Caroline. I kind of butt myself into other people's business, and it's unsolicited. So, of course, sitting down watching this, I'm thinking, God, I'm going to have to apologize to a lot of my friends. But Teresa and Kathy nailed it, saying that just because you apologize now doesn't undo all the crap and the negative things that you've said and the dark light that you've shed on me, whether it was true or untrue. Just because you apologize, because you understand what I was intending to do now, one little simple sorry doesn't undo all of that. And you're still responsible for your actions and the words that you utilized or said or tweeted or twatted or whatever you did. You're not absolved of that responsibility. You know, don't pull the dumb card now that you're making money off of that negative attention that you've now fed towards yourself and towards me as a person, per se. Like, this was Kathy talking to her. So I thought she nailed it. I think you're still responsible, and I'm not going to treat or not hit you back in the throat just because now you understand what I was saying. You've already spit that venom right back just as harshly. And again, I don't know the Twitter war that went on or whatever, the blogging, but that was a big thing they were talking about, the after Teresa's fake attempt at, you know, let's rectify things and move forward, there was this whole blogging thing. So, but when this was filmed, she said like the week prior there was this big blog war, how she dogged Kathy out. And but I knew the apology was bull anyway. Sorry, that was a long one.
I mean, I agree with that from Kathy, but at the same time, we've been watching this the whole season, and I'm sorry, but all of the women were, well, all of the related women, Kathy and Melissa and Teresa, were to me as catty with each other as the other. Like, nobody was absolved of being shit talker and talking behind somebody's back and making the other person look bad after saying, oh, well, it's no big deal, or oh, I apologize. None of them were the bigger person at any point through the season for me. So for them to still be harping on it at the reunion, obviously they have to, I guess, and Andy's there asking them questions about it. But Teresa actually did say, I mean, we're talking about it now because we're back here and we have to talk about it now. Mm-hmm. So I guess they have to all bring it back up. But I thought they all looked like children, like yelling at her and jumping on her. And I'm like, Caroline, give me a break. And I'm sorry, Caroline completely lost me altogether when she told Teresa we were never friends, we were always associates.
Yes. Like, come on.
That's when I jumped off the Caroline bus completely. Because the reality is, if she was like the solid person that she's been saying all this time, then you would say, yeah, we were friends, and that's why I'm hurt right now, and that's why we can't be friends any further, because you aren't the friend that I thought you were. Don't lie and try to front now like you were only cool with her, like, on a certain level at some point, and then were lying for the last 10 years to her face, making her think she was your friend for real. Because that's not the person I thought Caroline was.
Exactly, and not only that, but adding on to that, Caroline said, family is connected by blood, and they'll, no matter what, they always want to fix it, and they always want to work it out, and they'll always be there for you. We've seen that. As crazy as Teresa is, she always shows up. Even if she starts some sort of ridiculous princess drama, she is there. And I don't believe that if Carolyn called Teresa and asked her to do something, Teresa would be like, no, I'm not going to do it. I do believe Teresa would do it. I think Teresa's crazy in the head. Do not get it twisted. But do I think she's an evil person? No, I don't. I don't think anything she does is with malice. I think she just really is so caught up in something in her head. And to me, it's more like, well, you guys aren't being good friends because you see something really wrong with the person. And you continue to hang around her, but not really try to, like...
But they're being girls. They're talking smack behind her back. Like, oh, Teresa's so stupid. Oh, my God, I can't believe she did that. But nobody's saying that to her face.
And I gotta say, actually, Kathy kind of really... For this episode, because I didn't watch the first half of the reunion, I kind of... And I never look at Kathy. I was like, all right, girl, you got it. But this episode, I was looking at her like... The things she was saying, they weren't as mean as Caroline. Like, Caroline was being real. Like, who are you? Who were you this whole... That's different than what you were this season. Because you were the one saying, like, oh, it's just Teresa. Oh, brushing it aside. And now you're this, like, just a pit bull. What, because do they need ratings that bad? And Melissa, I can't even judge you because you're just so damn quiet over there. Like, what did I do?
So fake.
What did you say?
I'm sorry.
When? Like, come on.
Lisa, you're the devil. Look at me. Look at me. No, bitch, you're the devil.
But with Kathy, it was like, you know, Kathy was trying to explain to her things. And I feel like when Kathy and her do get in arguments, Kathy does try to explain it rather than like in an attacking way. She like sits there and tries to validate why she said what she said. And then it gets to the point like Teresa just has to keep talking. And then you can see Kathy gets annoyed with it, but she never gets annoyed where she's like, really rude or crude. Like this episode she said, see, you're talking over me, what do you want me to do? Like, she was explaining it. So I like that part. That's how I think it should be. And I know they are family, so I think she probably has a stronger understanding for her, but it just was really shocking. Like, Caroline is so out of pocket this whole reunion for me.
Like I said before, she should just quit.
Yeah, really, because it's just becoming more of a train wreck. Mm-hmm. And all the gossip I've been reading about them, it's an even bigger train wreck.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you coming from such a large family, you have such a large pot of convoluted mess, even more so. But I was thinking about on the drive here, because that's someone that was so busy. I was thinking about Teresa, and like, I remember girls like her in high school. Like, you know, she seemingly had it together, but she's such a mess that she doesn't really have her own identity. It's not that she's completely insecure or weak. It's just, like I mentioned last week about hiding behind your husband and starting stuff and wanting him to fix it. Like, she even said that again this episode. Like, I told my husband to, you know, to tell him to lay off or whatever. But you can speak your own mind. I don't know. The whole family thing, that's another separate topic, whether it's a hot topic or not. I love my family and all that, but I also know that family will take you down faster than anybody else because they rely on that familial obligation. And it's not fair. You know, I'll punch my family in the face too. I don't care.
Well, what did you guys think about as far as Caroline ripping on her for her daughter, Gia, singing that song?
See, that's why I'm wrong too, because I would have said the same thing. I wouldn't have allowed that, but I'm not signing to a contract. I'm not on TV. I wouldn't put myself in that situation. No, I'm here. But well, I thought that was wrong. I thought that was totally wrong from the moment they played it.
Do you think Teresa knew what she was going to sing about? Because the reality
I don't think so. I don't think she knew.
But so if your daughter...
Yeah, I don't think she knew what she was actually singing about. I think she really thought like, oh, because when she said, I have a song, it's for you and Uncle Joe or whatever, and she was like, for us? And she was like, I thought it was for everybody. She was like, no, it's for you guys. And then she sings the song. Like, I don't think she knew exactly what the girl was going to sing.
But you guys know better than...
I don't think she was purposely exploiting her daughter.
You guys know better than I do in this business. I mean, was it really that much of a... Was it really a true surprise for the camera? Like, the producers just let her go on like that?
Well, that I can't speak on because...
And as a minor?
I don't
know
how smart she is. Well, yeah, because, I mean, she can... The way she played it was, I want to sing a song for my sister. So she wrote a song for her sister. So then as they're in the car, she's like, I have another song, and I wrote it for everybody. And she's like, okay, well, what's that?
So knowing that, I mean, and the producer... So then the producers possibly... Because I don't know... If the producers would allow that to just go on, I mean, I don't know. I think that they completely exploited that, knowing that was, I don't know. Courtney, as a mother, or as a mother, would you have allowed that? Would you have allowed that?
I think that, here's my issue with it. I'm not opposed to the fact that she went on camera and sang the song and got emotional.
Right.
I actually think, if nothing else, that was a beautiful display that everyone should have been able to look at and be like, okay, we're idiots.
Yes.
And everything after that shouldn't have been no more bullshit. Like, that should have been enough. And the fact that it wasn't is much more disturbing to me than the fact that the girl had to sing it on camera. And if they forced her to do it on camera, then I'm kind of leery of it. And I think I might have been a little bit like, I feel like they probably have some kind of pull with the kids in terms of after the fact being like, you know what, I don't want that to be shown. Because remember back when Caroline said that when Albie was breaking down about not being accepted into school, she was telling the camera to turn off, and they actually asked him if it was okay if he wanted to keep going. I think in terms of the children, they probably have a little bit more leeway to like decide if something happens like after the fact or while it's happening, like, can you cut this off? Can you cut this off?
Right.
I personally just didn't think what the girl was doing was, I mean, she's 10, she's emotional. The song was kind of ridiculous to me, but I didn't think her display was the problem. I thought the reaction to the display and the fact that none of the reactions after the fact got any better is what the real problem was.
Well, and even on top of that, like, at the party, like, Caroline wasn't saying, like, I can't, this is disgusting, I can't. She was saying, it's sad that there's a little girl.
Crying out. She's hurting.
Is seeing it, and her own mother and, you know, her mom's brother can't figure it out. So to me, like, where are you coming up with this now, Caroline, saying...
Yeah, I felt like Caroline was really harsh, saying, like, that was, like, I mean, after the, hindsight's 20/20 for everybody. Maybe it wasn't the best thing for her daughter to be on camera doing, but we don't know that she knew every detail, and Kathy was like, didn't you proofread this before she did it? I'm like, why would you proofread a 10-year-old song that she said she's singing for her sister's birthday party? Like,
well, maybe that's part of the production. Maybe there was a possible, an attempt to proofread, and the producers, you know, asked her for permission. I don't know. Who knows?
I guess we don't have that detail to make a real judgment on it, I guess. Yeah. But I thought they were extra harsh, and they just were ugly. The grown-ups are the ones that look ugly. Mm-hmm. Gia didn't look exploited. Gia looked like a tortured child with crazy all around her, and the crazy should have been able to stop. But it didn't.
You know, and another thing online people are asking, was Andy too harsh on Teresa this reunion? Obviously, he gets to select the questions that are asked, and a lot of them were directed towards Teresa.
Very pointed.
Yeah, and, you know, talking about her husband being an alcoholic, and, you know, we didn't get any questions, because I'm sorry, but what if I want to write a damn question.
What about Albie?
Caroline,
Yeah.
What was Albie really breaking down about school about? Because he didn't want to leave who? Why wasn't my question in there? Why was that one?
You should have tweeted Andy at bravotv.com.
Right. But we have to find out if Joe's an alcoholic, like, and just put this poor, unstable girl down even further.
Yeah. And did you guys, have you guys already talked about when they were talking about Joe and his unfortunate gay slur that he continues to toss around?
Not yet.
No.
Okay, you haven't talked about that yet. Because I felt like Andy, I don't know, Andy was pushing that on Teresa real hard, and I'm like, Joe's a grown man. She obviously can't keep him from getting drunk and doing backflips in the house and breaking his tooth. How is she going to run his mouth?
Perfect, perfect point. Because while she was talking about that, you know, it's my husband, I can't control him. Then apply that same logic to yourself against Melissa. She's telling Melissa that it's all her fault, that she controls her brother. I mean, bitch, if you're going to use that logic, then apply it to everybody else. Are you the only one that can apply to?
I don't think that's the same logic, because we're talking about two very different things. You can be a woman that influences your husband not to want to be around people, but you can't necessarily control what he's saying. Like, there's plenty of there's definitely girlfriends that can, like, get their boyfriends to, like, not want to be around their friends anymore.
Right.
Because they make it uncomfortable and difficult when he wants to be around the friend. That's not necessarily controlling what he spews out of his mouth, per se. I think those are two different kind of situations that, in her case at least, that she would have been referring to.
No, Kenny. I called you.
Silent.
You sound so silent. What were your thoughts?
I'm gonna save that one.
No, we want to hear.
Because that is true. You can't control somebody's voluntary or involuntary reflexes, and if that's, you know, words. Because I do believe let's just hit the topic. I do believe that sometimes words and phrases that we grow up with, whether they're insensitive to some groupings or not, it may be reflexive. And I didn't think that Joe intended to defame or offend the entire homosexual population. I don't think that was his intent. I think his intent was to just be derogatory towards his brother-in-law. I don't think there was. But I agree. I think Andy was really pushing that subject. But didn't it come up in two seasons ago when Daniel Staub was still there? And how Daniel was like, you know, you offended my friend.
Called Albie or somebody.
Yeah, because they were dancing together or something like that.
And so that's the other thing with it. I mean, I know I'm from the East Coast, and Joe's personality is very similar to a lot of people that I know. And they make a lot of comments. And it's just like you say, how can you blame him when we have society pushing the word out and all these kids are saying, oh, that's gay, that's gay. Like, that's a popular term to use. So I, where he's from, and, you know, he's probably old school minded, especially how it's, well, we'll get into that in a second. Teresa and the wedding. And we're Italian, and we just do it differently. Like, stop, please.
Oh, my God.
You didn't have the flowers. Like, no, stop. But, you know, with Joe, like, if Albie was to finally come out, if he's expressed here, those are if Albie was to come out, you know, and he was hanging around, I don't think Joe would use that word. You know, or if he did, it would be, oh, you're being soft. I do believe that he is capable of censoring himself.
Yeah, you could substitute the P word, you know, as a soft.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
And so that's where I think, you know, I respected Caroline for making that comment, at least, even though now that I'm thinking about how she's been acting this whole reunion, I feel like she made that comment, but still with an underlying little jab to Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about accepting him because, you know, he's a little slow. So, I don't know. And then this whole thing with Teresa and Melissa. Just because you don't talk doesn't make you smarter than anybody, Melissa. Like, please. She was so quiet this whole episode. And whenever she did jump on her, it was always after something Caroline said, or always after something.
And she kept petting Caroline. Like, oh, honey, it's okay. Oh, I'm touching her hand. And, like, I'm just vomiting. Oh, I'm over them all. They're all gross.
Well, what do you think about the point? I mean, vomiting and all. But the point that she made, because that talking about the weddings and we do it a certain way and how things changed for the christening, the point that she made about, well, yeah, we didn't have all the money that we had at the time of the wedding. We got married. We weren't as wealthy or well-to-do as we were when we had the christening. Does that not factor into it?
Okay, here's what I think. I think she wasted her. I think that's another girl fight that happens all the time with mm-hmm. girls. Like, as soon as you say, okay, so you think you're the baddest chick on the block. Okay, then this other little chick comes along near the family, and she's like in the mix, and one minute she's like looking one way, and the next minute, oh snap, okay, you're going to my same hairstylist, now you're doing your hair like mine, oh, now you're trying to wear the same stuff that I do, oh, you never used to wear these shoes, blah blah blah. So yes, no, you came up in the world because you got some money, but the reality is when girls are that close, they're always a lot of times in competition. And the thing that was funny to me was that Kathy and Caroline are sort of the mature end of that, where they see, like, hey, guys, guess what? We live in Jersey. We all shop at the same stores. We're going to end up with the same shit. But I don't think that Teresa is completely out of context when she's saying, like, yeah, you weren't doing this before, and now you're suddenly doing this. But the problem is that Teresa couldn't actually articulate what these things were.
Yeah. And she was going a little too hard.
She what?
I feel like she was just going a little too hard. It was like, Teresa, I feel you, but like, girl, stop. Like, you're embarrassed.
Well, yeah, it's like on a minor level, it's like, yeah, that jerk is trying to be like me because she's trying to do what I do now. But at some point, it's like, okay, now we're grown, and obviously you guys are going to be doing similar things because now you got similar money. You live in the same area. Like, the same thing's going to happen. But Teresa never graduated to that point.
Well, because going back to first season, there was discussion about how Joe Juicy wasn't really Teresa's first pick. They knew each other growing up, but it's not like he was her high school sweetheart and they were always in love. So did his money attract her? I mean, she's ripping on Melissa, the devil. I get it, but what changed with Joe?
Joe's money sort of came with Teresa. Like, they built that money together, supposedly. That's been talked about before.
So her intellect and financial wisdom built their...
I don't know about all that. She might have been laying them down real nice at home.
I'm broken.
Because as far as we can tell, she's been barefoot and pregnant for the past, 8 years?
Well, that's the thing. Like, they got married. She kept the house and the babies in check while he was able to go out and do his thing.
And
I
really?
Guess.
Is Gia in check?
Gia is in Gia world.
You know, and I have to say, from a psychological standpoint, those kids are highly intelligent, and that comes from usually a lot of dysfunction. They're forced to grow up a lot faster, you know, and I'm sure that because the cameras are on too, but Gia's a pretty smart girl, and she's very artistically inclined, so I like
yeah,
that.
But I mean, I don't think Teresa's an idiot. I think she's smart. I think it's a lot of, like, I don't even want to go as far as saying depression, but I think it's a lot of inner issues going on with her that stop her from thinking, that stop her from connecting with
people. I think
she's
too busy being defensive this time around.
But there's a reason why she's being defensive. And, I mean, it could even stem to her relationship, and that's why, you know, she may not be sharing with these girls because she doesn't fully trust them. I mean, she really thinks that these girls are her friends. You know, for her to really, when she said to Caroline, she was like, wow, like, you see, you think you know somebody and they just switch like that. I do believe she really honestly, truly thinks, like, we can say whatever we want. Like, in the end, though, we're friends. We're in this together. I do believe she really believes that. And to kind of cut into a little of the news and gossip, what was her name? The sister, or not the sister. Dina Manzo stands up for Teresa and says, you know, all these girls are dysfunctional. That's why I left the show. She was like, but we all talk about each other. She was like, does it make sense that Teresa said all the things she did in her book? No. But does it mean, like, I'm going to hate her and not, you know, was it that written with malice? No, I don't believe that at all. And those other girls know that it wasn't.
Exactly.
So the fact that they're making such a big deal out of it, I don't know. It's just, I think that they're playing the TV game now. Mm-hmm. I think they've picked that up. And Teresa's kind of stuck in a point where, wait, I'm the villain now.
Tag, you're it.
Yeah.
Tag, you're Daniel Staub now.
For real.
Who are you? Better get your money
on
while you can.
On a whole new level.
John, somebody from Jersey might not like it and run you over. Because seriously, did she have any friends before the show? Because usually the people that are drinking with Joe are Joe's friends, and, you know, and they kind of just put up with Teresa. They endure her.
Well, she's probably... I mean, hold on before I go all out and say this.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
I mean, the more I look at the situation, I kind of do feel that they have a little broken family.
They who? They being Teresa and Joe. Juicy?
And I kind of feel that she's... I do think she's depressed. I think she's going through... Something. Does she have friends? We can't even make that comment.
Right.
Because there, I know many delusional people, but people love them. And we don't ever see Teresa bringing people around. So I wonder how controlling Joe is in their relationship. You know, yeah, oh, she can do the cookbook.
It's very symbiotic, I think, per se. Because, you know, I mean, like I said, he made the comment about Teresa's going to do what Teresa wants to do. Like I said before, I believe that a lot of the financial woes that they're in, yeah, he can sign the check, but... keeping her happy, and she was crazy and delusional about the money that she spent, and I don't know, the gifts for whatever. But on that note, the whole Teresa thing, you know, maybe I think she's a survivor, most definitely. I think she has a disconnect when it comes to common sense and her human barometer. And you know, you have to live in society. It's not your bubble, but I don't think she doesn't realize that it's her bubble. You know what I mean? And that's the part about being delusional. I've known a lot of delusional people myself. And the reality is people put up with people. There's a better word than endure. People tolerate them. And instead of riling them up because that person could cause more drama, it's like a gnat that you kind of just swat out of the way instead of smashing them.
Yep. But in the end, I feel like she needs... to be smashed. I feel like she needs...
Me too.
No, but...
I think she is being smashed.
No,
that's
right,
she's
wait.
Such a mess this season.
No, right, but Courtney, I think it needs to be done in a different way. I think you see the things... You have to, like, look at people, and you have to see the things that she's saying and the things that she's doing. She believes that they're all friends, so it's almost like you might have to play a game, and just because you're a realer person than her... If you're that real, then play on her level. Get to her level and say, you know what, like, can we just go out and have a talk? And, like, sit down, like, really throw everything out there. And you know how defensive she gets. Like, to me, Kathy, like, you knew she was going to jump on the children thing. Why are you bringing old shit up like that? Like, when they went on their vacation. Why would you bring that up? Why would you bring anything up with the children when you know Teresa's obviously, clearly thinks that she's not that great of a mother? For her to have reacted like that. She knows her kids are out of line. You think that on camera when Gia said, no, I'm wearing this, like it flipped out and bugged out on her, like Teresa was just like really smiling seriously? No, the bitch is like, oh my God, we're on camera. It's cute. It's fine. No, it's fine. No, bitch, it ain't. And you know it ain't.
In fairness though, I mean, I'm a strong character, I think, per se. And Courtney, I believe wholeheartedly that you're a strong character. So you're gonna cordon off or watch what you say about your own personal life, even though it's something that's not too divulgent. You're going to watch what you say because you think it might offend somebody else in their delusional world. I mean, I honestly, in that whole vacation thing, I didn't think that Kathy had any intention, but she has to watch what she says because her cousin's insecure about her mothering skills.
No. I'm saying to get into Teresa's head. I'm saying before that whole conversation, like, none of you guys have tried to actually change Teresa.
Mm-hmm. I think because none of them care enough.
Exactly.
They're
that,
not
and that's
honestly
the point.
Concerned about her, for real. And I think there is an inkling of truth. They've seen, especially because her cousin should have been the one to be able to do that based on what they claimed their relationship was. But I feel like the cousin and the wifey-in-law, whatever she is, sister-in-law, they kind of like, ooh, Teresa got on this train. Let's get on this train and see what we can do for ourselves. They're not in it for her to help her or try to make her look okay. And Kathy keeps apologizing, saying, oh, I never tried to bash my cousin on television or make her look bad or whatever. They did not show any honest care or concern for Teresa. And, of course, I'm sure that has a legit history based in something very serious, and maybe they're completely justified. But the end-all, be-all is like, oh, I'm not trying to do this to my cousin. I'm not trying to do this. But they did. So the same way that Teresa has to fess up and own up to what she did, they did the same stuff to make Teresa look like shit and not actually show that they care.
Well, and you weren't on the line with us earlier, but we talked about jealousy. And do you feel like there is any jealousy? And I pointed out before the fact when I use the word jealousy, I don't think like Melissa's like, ooh, I want what she has in that sense. I think it's to the point of they kind of feel like they're above Teresa, but Teresa's getting for sure all of this shine. And so that's where the jealousy comes into play. And that's why they're saying, let's jump on this train, you know, and bring Teresa down rather than let's all bring Teresa up. Let's all bring our group together because what did we say a couple weeks ago? We said out of all the housewives, this is the one about family.
Right.
And to me, I want to see all of, I mean, I like the drama, the cattiness, but on this, I want to see them all
succeed.
Succeed, yeah, together because even though Caroline's not related, I feel like she is. And she should feel the same way. Because that's what she's
because we have some delusional hope and idea that this is reflective of a possible true to form, I guess, friendship. Because, you know, family is French. That whole them talking about, you know, family and friends and kind of negating the. I have really good friends. I have friends that I've been friends with for over 20 years, and I do consider them family, and actually more so family than
my family.
Yeah, so it is what it is. But I also, like, thinking about Teresa and the whole family thing, I think the mom and dad kind of migrated to her side because I think the mom and dad know that she's weaker than her brother. Her brother, delusional a little bit himself, but a little bit more self-sufficient. And I think Teresa needs more of that loving, like, patting on the back, like, you're doing a good job, Teresa.
Yep.
I don't think there was a big feud where the parents took sides in that sense. It was just like, okay, Teresa's probably the weaker one. You know, Joe seems like the more charismatic. Like, he ran high school. He was the clown. He always had that attention. And I think she fed off of it, you know, and she didn't want to let that go. I mean, it's her baby brother. I get all of that. I mean, I don't begrudge her anything. I don't think she's malign at all. I think she's just on that perpetual short bus.
That never ends. Never ends.
Oh, but Teresa. Sometimes
you gotta smash that gnat, though.
So, before we go to a commercial break, any last thoughts about the
episode? I can't even imagine what season 4 is at this point with what is going down with these women.
I just want to see Jacqueline.
Like, I wonder if she's gonna come back with a vengeance or, like. Because she was really kind of the mediator this whole season, so I wonder if she's gonna come back and be more aggressive.
I want her to come back and go, dumb me.
Dumb, maybe she won't come back because apparently they ain't got no money no more. So.
Yeah.
Well, I have a little news and gossip when we come back
from
the
break.
So we'll BRB.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got bigger. More bandwidth, smoother streaming, lightning fast downloads.
And get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
That commercial is so damn short.
Yeah,
I'd just be like in the middle of doing something like, oh shit. All right. So let's get into a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So on her blog at BravoTV.com, Caroline explains why she wanted to keep the rift between her and Dina private. She writes, "My fear is having the issue exposed had nothing to do with me at all. It was all about my parents. Teresa knew how important it was for me to keep the Dina issue hidden, but she finally had her moment at the reunion. Did she think I would deny it? Congratulations, Teresa. The only thing you succeeded in doing was hurting my parents. What a fool I've been in my efforts to bring your family together when it was your intent to destroy mine from the start." She also goes on to write that she regrets revealing that Teresa said she never planned to make up with her brother. Joe Gorga and called him an ass. I will never forget the look on Joe Gorga's face when he saw the clip of me outing Teresa's true feelings about reconciling with him. She wrote, "Many of you think Teresa said this to me in confidence. Not true. It was widely known and said to others beside myself. Joe didn't deserve to hear that, and I wish I never said it." As for the cookbook insults, Caroline says that she's not taking them seriously. She can never hurt me because I take into account where it's coming from. Unlike you, Teresa, I can look in the mirror, hold my head high, knowing that I have always given the best of myself to my family and friends. I live my life with integrity and self-respect. That was a you were up late last night after the reunion, huh? Typing away. All right, so what are your thoughts on the whole Dina Teresa situation?
Well, all I know is I read something about Dina saying that Teresa has had nothing to do with her relationship with her sister, and she had no idea of the discord between Caroline and Teresa until very recently. And she basically said, "I'm at a good place in my life, and family has its issues, and this too shall pass." So what I didn't, that just made me dislike Caroline again, because not only did Caroline sort of make it seem like in the reunion, even though she's saying that she only wanted to keep it a secret because of her parents, she tried to make it seem like it's Teresa's fault that she and Dina have problems.
Right, and actually, I mean, I'm not going to read it because you just basically said it, but the next news article was Dina coming out and saying exact same thing. Nothing to do with Teresa. She chose to leave the show because of issues that were going on. And as far as the jokes, everyone was saying them throughout the whole season. She said, "Even I joked with Andy about the ingredientes." Apparently that's a word that Teresa created in her cookbook.
What?
Ingredient-es.
Because she's undecated. Okay. She's undecated.
Hey!
My husband's not an undecated man, you know?
Well, and then the Joe Gorga situation. I don't really know if I believe Caroline is really sorry. Because I don't really think that she isn't not taking the insults from the cookbook seriously. I think she is affected by them. I think...
I think that she sincerely intended to apologize to Joe. I don't think she meant to take back the dagger that she tried to stab Teresa with. I wouldn't.
Well, do you also think that Teresa was
like... I'm petty like that.
She makes this question. What a fool I've been in my efforts to bring your family together when it was your intent to destroy mine from the start. Bitch, this is not
Galaxy
Quest.
It's so melodramatic.
Right, like... That's like, are we going to scroll this at the beginning of Star Wars? Like, it was your intent.
Ridiculous.
Sound like a bad soap opera. Like,
maybe they're all just trying to keep their jobs. Because apparently Caroline and Jacqueline have financial problems right now.
Shouldn't they all in this economy?
I mean, I guess.
Well, speaking of Jacqueline, most of the girls were at the reunion. But Teresa did say she didn't want to live blog the reunion because she didn't want to encourage hate. Jacqueline kept up a lively commentary, generally confirming what Caroline and Melissa were saying, that Teresa did ask her and Caroline to avoid talking with Melissa during the second season so Melissa couldn't get any camera time. That Teresa did tell them not to compliment Melissa or tell them where they got their Botox or their wardrobe. And that Teresa did in fact call Melissa a gold digger. "This is what I dealt with all season," she tweets. "On camera, T seems sincere and tries hard, but in reality, it wasn't sincere. When she played that game with me, I was done." So what was her tweet of the night? "Sorry I had to step away from Twitter. It was bringing me back to that bad place. It's better I say nothing. You all can see what's going on. She promises she'll say more after the fourth season is over."
Well, perfect example, in the second part, Andy made comment about the jealousy thing, and they talked about that styling assistant. I'm thinking, ooh, that girl's not going to have any more work. Teresa's out to get her now. Because it made Teresa look even, you know, even worse. Poor thing. I mean, I did at that point, I felt bad for Teresa because there was no coming out of that one. But that poor blonde girl is not going to have any work in New Jersey. She's going to have to move now. I mean, not just because of this, but because of the clothes that she had on that rack.
For real.
Oh, but what about the Kim G thing, too?
What was...
Wait, Kim G is the one selling the pictures of Juicy Joe to everyone.
Oh, really?
Pictures of what?
There's pictures of Juicy Joe having dinner with some beautiful girl. Just them two. And Teresa tried to cover it up and say that that's a business associate that they both know.
Well, they're saying it's an old friend from the hood now. That's what I read.
In a dark, dimly lit restaurant.
Like, see, y'all don't gotta keep going after Teresa because Teresa goes after her damn self. Now, finish up this stuff. Right. The comments about her saying Teresa asked her and Caroline to avoid talking with Melissa during the second season.
How high school are you?
Well, one. And then not to tell her where I get my Botox and my wardrobe from. Really?
I believe it.
You believe that Teresa said that? And if that is the case...
Because she wouldn't share that janky stylist that they had. I mean, seriously.
But if that
I believe Teresa said it. I don't know how serious she was, right. But I definitely don't see why they would listen to her for real.
But see, that's how that's how dumb and smart I think Teresa is at the same time. She can play dumb, and the minute it fits the situation, she can turn around and use it as fodder. That's a smart person. Don't get me wrong. I mean, she's short bus, but when you can turn around in the middle of some kind of sand war and use that to your advantage, then hey, maybe they're the dummies. She's making money, obviously. She's paying some bills that her husband can't pay.
She's got like $16 million of debt.
Maybe she can sell that faux diamond plate on her chest.
Hey, stop hating on the glitter. That was fly.
That's another thing, real quick, that I remember last week they showed when they came back from break. You had the little cuts in, and they all have their shoes off.
No, they didn't.
They did. Right before they came back from commercial. They're rubbing their feet.
I'm so upset. Oh, Jersey.
Yeah, it's done.
All right. Yes, finally it's over. I mean, it started to get good towards the end, but it was kind of painful. Episode 2138.
Exactly.
I mean, what are we going to predict right now? Do we think Jacqueline's coming back?
I think she is. Especially if she's in financial ruin. Yeah. Sorry.
Because they were in the final episodes of season 4 that they were already filming before she walked out.
Mm. Right. I wonder how she got out of this reunion, though.
She was just... They probably knew psychologically she would net up. Because I think Jackie's kind of weak.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so, too.
That's great camera time. Because all these girls were like freaking bear traps with each other. It was just like... Hooch, hooch. Like, we needed some sort of, like, sympathetic... Although I think Caroline would have been acting crazy.
She gets too overprotective.
Jackie would have been, like, losing her mind and crying. And Caroline would have been like, I'm a pit bull in a skirt. I'm going to save you, girl. It would have been all bad.
There'd be a cement truck outside with some vacant lot ready to bury some bodies.
Yeah.
Well, do we think they'll add any new housewives to the mix?
I don't think they need
Yeah, they're going to have Kathy's lesbian sister come on next season.
Well, I don't want that.
That would be awesome.
No, I don't want that. I want Teresa to have a friend. I want Teresa to have a manipulating friend.
It'll be the voodoo doll from Bad Girls Club.
If we could get Judy to come from Bad Girls to this, that would be epic.
Can you imagine Snooki she transitions from Jersey to Teresa's friend?
Oh, that's
sound advice.
Either Snooki or J-Well, I want on the show.
This is where it's gotten to.
Yeah, look at us. Hot messes.
Oh, Courtney, thank you for calling in.
You guys are welcome. Glad I could.
Hope you feel better.
Yes, we hope you feel better.
I'm going to go back to drinking my ginger ale and cracker.
Ooh, love it.
Go get it,
guys. Get it.
Cameron, thanks for coming in. Thanks for weighing through all
support
this.
Support your troops.
Yeah, weighing through, sifting through all this shit. with these ladies. I'm exhausted. I'm thinking about it's like the A-list New York. Like, I'm just tired. I'm ready for Atlanta.
No, I think we're disappointed. Coming. We're a little disappointed, right? Yeah, I can't wait for Atlanta. She's going to start her own burial company.
Who?
Funeral home.
Funeral home.
No.
That's Phaedra. What that commercial's for?
Yeah. Go Phaedra.
I can't with these bitches.
All right.
All right, guys. Until next season. Until next forget season. That. Until the Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta, November 6th.
Until we have to.
Until we have to. Peace.
Hello.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.